ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. But ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. But ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. But ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my knee gon' be all.
Global landscape, it's a lot of fear, anxiety, distrust, and just like pandemonium because of the coronavirus. But I really think this episode was like divine timing because it was one of the most insightful, you know, interviews that I've done about how to take your health back. Basically just building with people who look like you and going outside, things you used to do when you were a child. I had the honor of interviewing Debbie. It's Women's History Month, and me and my co-host Zoe, we made a pact that we're going to interview and pull up on dope women who's on dope things in St. Louis, period. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Shout out to Shanice, who has Inside Out Tea, a lot of healing properties in the tea, a lot of healing properties in hiking and being with folks who look like you, who care about you, and just having a healthy lifestyle. I had so much fun recording this episode because it was just a night of healing, crying, and laughter. Hope you guys enjoy. So one more thing. While we were recording, you know, somebody blurted out a quote, and I was like, man, that's so profound. And I ended up writing it down. She was basically reflecting on her hiking experience, and she said, I took a walk in the woods and came out taller than the trees. I thought that was beautiful. You know, I know we're supposed to be in, like, quarantine mode and inside, but you really get healing properties from the sun and being in nature. So the choice is yours. I'm done. Enjoy the episode. Peace. So it's Hip Girls Podcast live experience, and it's March. Support Black Women, Women History Month, and we have a special guest with us, Debbie. What's up, Debbie?
Hey, what's up?
So we're here with the founder of Black People Who Hike, me and my co-host Zoe.
What's going on, y'all?
Yeah, so I'm excited to interview Debbie and see what her movement is about. And we have guests with us. Can everybody say hello?
What up?
Hey, so this is, yeah, we turned.
Literally.
No, for real.
We turned and we invite you guys to listen to this podcast experience as we interview Debbie. So, Debbie, tell us, how did this movement start in St. Louis? What prompted you to, like, get a whole bunch of Black people outside and start walking in nature?
Yes. So it started August of last year, and I went hiking with a couple of my white friends. You know, I didn't know any black people that hiked.
Right.
I said, man, I want to go hiking. My friend said, let's go. So, like, literally the next day, we went hiking. And it was, like, the best experience of my life. Like, I can't even put it into words. And I was like, why is there not more people doing this, you know? Mm-hmm. So, the next week, we went hiking somewhere else. And then the week after that, my friends weren't available. And I hit up Shanice, and I was like, let's go hiking. And then it was just me and her, two people, and like that's when Black People Who Hike started.
Okay.
And then the next week it was like another person, and then the next week it was like another person, and it just grew organically.
When did it start? What year was this? This was
2019.
Like
September 1st.
So it's different. So when you said it was like, what are some of the effects, like how did you feel? Because I went hiking with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still on this high.
Yeah.
So could you like tell us about that whole like natural high, the benefits and all of that?
So when I first started hiking, it was just like, this feels good. I can't really explain it. Like other people need to feel it, you know? And then somebody had posted something, because I follow a lot of other like black hiking groups, and they had posted something about like the aroma therapy effects. And that's when I really started looking into it. So in Japan, they call it forest bathing. And, like, so Japan, like, 67% of Japan is made up of forests. So, like, they have doctors over there that actually prescribe people to spend time in nature.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to heal.
To heal.
So they will prescribe them, like, it might be a 3 to 4 day experience.
Mm-hmm.
But they say even the effects, if you hike for 3 to 4 hours, you can feel the effects. You can feel the effects within 30 minutes. But if they recommend at least 3 to 4 hours in the forest. And the effects can last up to a week, or if you do like 3 to 4 days, it can last up to a month. But basically the effects would be like decreased blood pressure, you know, decrease in anxiety, improved mood, overall happiness, increased creativity.
Right. So like in my mind, I think like people don't be depressed and have a lot of therapists like in Eastern and indigenous cultures. And do you think it's because they're connected to the land?
I do. So it really has me thinking, like, because even like, you know, my family's from Gambia, and it's like out there there's so much lush greenery, there's trees, there's plants, and we just don't have that here.
Yeah, in cities especially. Can anybody else, y'all want to chime in and talk about y'all experience and the effects of hiking outside?
Yeah, well, I can speak a little bit to it. My name is Olivia, and my first experience wasn't actually with hiking. It was kayaking with Black People Who Hike. And being on water, surrounded by trees, that was really lush speaking, and the river was so full. I don't know another word besides serene. And every piece of the experience was just like still inside my body. Like I often deal with anxiety and a tense body, and so to be in a space where I'm just naturally relaxed was different and amazing, which feels like an understatement.
Right.
And then it was the whole experience was great, but at one point it started to like rain, but it wasn't like pouring down rain where you like, I need to get out of here. It was like a soft rain. So just to feel the wetness on your skin, to feel like the dew in the air, and then you're seeing like all these very neutral colors,
right?
It was like, damn, like, I can't believe I'm out here.
You make it sound spiritual. Like it's a spiritual experience.
It felt that way.
Yeah.
Like, my soul is involved in this space. I'm not just here physically. I'm not just here mentally. Yes. But like, I can feel my soul, my spirit in this space.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, from someone who often deals with like just tensity, like I can feel my abs crunching, I can feel my shoulders to my ears.
Right.
To have your body just naturally be relaxed like that from just being in that space was like, this is dope. This is dope.
That was very descriptive.
You were there.
That resonated.
resonated with me.
I'm like, it's raining. It's feeling come through with the poetry.
I was like, that was poetry.
That was poetry. It was, thank you for sharing it. And that was kayaking.
On a river.
What river was y'all on?
I don't know.
It was Washington State Park?
It's
a body of water.
It was like a, it might have been the Missouri River.
It might have been the Missouri River.
15, 20 feet deep. I mean, you're just out in the middle of the river on a kayak.
The fact that you do this every week, right?
Every week.
So you've been consistent.
Consistent since the middle of August.
Yeah.
And if there was a couple weeks.
That's fire.
Look, there was a couple weeks that it rained that we missed, that we did like rock climbing instead.
Y'all seen
it. We did hot yoga. But every single week, even in winter. So like people were like, what are you going to do when it gets cold? I said, it's not going to get cold. Like I just knew it wasn't going to be a hard winter. I said, it's not going to get cold. There was literally only one week that it got too cold that we couldn't hike. We hiked in 26 degree weather. Mm-hmm. That was the coldest we hiked in. And it was the most beautiful thing ever. There was snow. There was snow on the ground.
You was out there too?
Definitely.
Those pictures are dope.
Oh, man.
It was beautiful. Like, it wasn't, you didn't even feel like you were cold. Like, it was still the same experience. No. It was even a different experience.
Yeah, once you get to moving and that blood get to boiling, you're good.
I was like, they crazy as hell.
They saw y'all for real. They said, you guys got credit now. This is like street credit. You guys aren't just hiking. Like, you guys are taking this serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, I just want to know, like, when you have people out there and your consistency, what do you want people to get from this? Like, I feel like you got, a whole agenda. What's your agenda?
I just want people to experience it. Like, I want people to take away everything that they can take away from it, and just for it to have an impact.
I feel like it's deeper, man. I feel like you're saving people's lives.
She is.
Like,
she is,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not from here, and a lot of us hikers are not from St. Louis. I've been here for 3 years. I'm from Detroit. I didn't have any friends here. I was just out here floating, miserable, depressed, actually taking antidepressants. Did not want to be here. Like, I was like down bad. And then somebody was like, come hiking. That's a real funny story. And I was like, I'ma go.
You have to tell it.
I was like, I'ma go. Yeah. But like, it was serious for me. Like, I do hike. Back at home, I would hike with my aunt. Me and my aunt hike on vacations and stuff. But I was like, I'ma do it. I'ma go. And I met some of the best people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Like, hiking is spiritual. It's Sunday church.
Church,
so when she said, she's like, when you say
thing.
She's really
I know it's different for me.
But how y'all say, like, she's saving people's lives.
I feel
like I'm 100% like in a better mood and a better person, and I'm better to my family and I'm better to my friends and I'm better to everybody because I have other people. So you can, whether you're just out there to connect with nature, if you're on that frequency, that's good. But if you're just out there to be with good people, if that is like surface level, you can be there too. It's something for everybody out there.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that. It definitely helps with my depression. I know the first time we went hiking, one, it was at 6-7 in the morning.
We shouldn't even talk about that. Hold on, let me cut her off real quick. So the first time we're hiking, it was the second or third time I had ever hiked. We had this grand idea. Let's go hiking and see the sun come up. We're going to go to Pier Marquette. We're going to be able to look over there. Not knowing, there was a lot of spiders.
Oh, shit. Is that the word a lot?
Like, a ton. Like, a shit ton of spiders.
And it was,
look, and it was wet and it was dewy and it was like, you don't go hiking that early. And that's what I learned. So we've never, ever done that early again. We missed the sunset. We got there at 7. Missed the sunset, and there was so many spiders. We had sticks, and we were trying to get through there. And she was, scarred from it. And she didn't come back out for, 6 months. She just joined us again.
Don't call me no more.
I'm like, look, Shanice, it's better, though. Like, we've
you've been going to all these trails.
She would text it's me every so week. Dope. And I'd be like,
I said, we got people. So finally, she started seeing it on Instagram. She said, okay, I'm going to come back out. It's cool.
Because it can't be spiders for all these people and they keep coming back
out. I'm going to come back out. But no, go ahead and talk about it.
But it definitely helps with my depression. At the time, I was really down. I know when we did, she still pressed me to go hiking that day because I was like, can we turn back? And she was like, no, we're going to get to the top. And I was like,
Yeah.
But we did, we continued to hike that day. And I was telling her that, like, yo, I'm down. I don't know what it is. I can't really run my business. And my business is about uplifting other women. And I feel like if I can't, if I'm not uplifted, if I'm not at peace internally, how can I spread that to other people?
Right.
So, like she said, I was scarred. I did not come back. But I suffered in that depression all those weeks that I did not come back. And I just kept seeing them have fun on Instagram. And, you know, Debbie's my friend before hiking. So, like, I still kept up with her. And I was like, you know, I'm going to come back. I'm going to try it again. I came back. And I don't think I've missed too many Sundays. Because it's been, like, for work or something. I just haven't, like, stayed home.
Right.
Even in the 29-degree weather, I did not do cold at all.
I'm with you on that.
At all. 100%. So, to be out in 29-degree weather, overcoming mental blocks with other black people, that was huge for me.
Yeah.
I actually had a great creation for my company that day. Produced some great things. Came out with a whole line. But I have not been depressed since. Like, and even though, like, I get up and I'm not a morning person, I don't like cold, I get out and I be with people who are like-minded, who are fighting battles, who are overcoming obstacles like me. And like I told you, I haven't been hiking in 2 weeks due to moving and work, and I feel it. I feel like, yo, I need to get back
like
out there.
Like stagnant.
I need to be out in nature. I need to be breathing that fresh, crisp air and be with them spiders that I don't like.
Be with those spiders.
Look, we haven't seen the spiders since, though. So. I don't know what that was.
I was starving.
It was one on my shoulder.
I think what I'm hearing is, like, the community, too. Like, you're building a safe space. A safe space, right? And then you're building community. And so I think that's huge.
And it's crazy because it was never, like, intended.
I know,
and
but it's, people needed it that, happened. Though.
I know. And it's crazy because even me, like, my whole life, I never really had many friends that were females. Like, for whatever reason, I was never good at making.
She hates females.
I do, too.
Look, for the most part, I didn't really like a lot of females. I was always a tomboy growing up. But you still, sometimes you're like, well, why don't I have friends like this?
Right.
And then for whatever reason, it's like, and then now people just gravitate. Like, I met the best people. Like Shay said, I've met the best people in my life within the past 9 months. 6 to 9 months. Like they're just coming out of nowhere, and each week it's like they just fit in perfectly. It's like this puzzle, and they just, it just keeps building and building, and it's like, where are these people coming from? I can't even explain it. Every week they show up and they have something to contribute, and they're like the dopest people ever.
Thank you.
Strangers sometimes off of Instagram.
I'm one of those people.
You are one of those people.
I also think it's therapy for black people, the black community. Like,
let's talk
people,
about it.
They frown on therapy and going to therapy. And it's like, we need that.
Right.
We really need to overcome the stuff that we went through growing up. But then you tell somebody, oh, I'm going to therapy. They're like, therapy? Which, just like with, I'm going hiking. Hiking?
That's what white people should do. That's what they told me.
And it's like, no, I need that. I need to be around. I've met some of, like you said, some of the closest people in my life now through hiking. I feel safe with you guys. I feel like I'm looking forward to Sundays. It's like Sunday church.
I look
forward to Sundays.
And then can we talk about the communion, the food? Do you know how excited I got when you pulled that shit out? I thought I had some snacks, but you had the meals.
Yeah.
So it's like you hiking, you giving this energy, then you get nourished with vegan food.
Yes.
And then people like talking you and touching you. It's the shit that we don't get in Western society where you isolated. And so
introvert, all that. Yeah, a lot of people are so introverted now. Like they don't want to talk. They not social anymore. Yeah. You remember like when we grew up?
We
were so
outside.
Like all into shit. And you know, we was so hands on, social. You would say hi, thank you. Like me, I'm so groomed into that.
I still carry that, like, right. You know, that whole mentality of just being, like, proactive and, mm-hmm. you know, close and touchy, and people are so worried. I'm like, I'm introverted a little bit, but I still carry that what we grew up on. Like, a lot of people are not like that. So I feel that this hiking thing brings, like you said, that out of people more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does, because even Jazz with 1207, like, she says she's introverted and she right, don't, she, and she don't, but like when you see her on the hikes, like, she's having the best time. She's laughing, she's running around. No, I just talked to them last night and she's like, I don't really mess with, you know, too many people, like, but yeah. You can't tell out there. Yeah. You can't. It's a whole different vibe.
Hiking made me, it's making me sensitive.
It's making it
really is. Like, I'm serious. Like, I do not cry. I do not show emotion. Mm-hmm. And I have cried with Debbie, Clarissa.
How many times? What's up, seeing?
More, like, I'm tearing up over here. Y'all, I'm so tough. But
I'm tearing up in this podcast. I'm like trying to, like, keep it gangster. That's why I keep.
It was like, it's a quote. Like, what was the quote I sent you? It was like, I went into the woods. I took a walk into the woods and I came out taller than the trees. That's how it is. Ooh. Every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday I learned something new about myself. I learned something new about my friends.
Yeah.
It's just making me sensitive.
Friends.
Oh,
with
friends. With family.
And that's the thing, though. So when you're hiking, you don't have your phone. You don't have all these distractions. Mm-hmm. So right. The conversations that you're having with people, it's not like you meet up with your girls, you're out in the club. Right. Yeah. Meet up with them again, you're out in the club. Like, you have, like, intimate conversations mm-hmm. with people. So you get to know people, like, immediately. Like, within 1 week, you feel like you know this person. The second week, y'all best friends. The third week, like, y'all staying the night at each other's house. Like, it's just crazy.
No, because it's like, we was talking last night, and I was like, I got to get off the phone with you.
I'm like, she called me. I'm like, I'm not gonna talk to you no more. Like,
but like, we look. This was like the first conversation.
That's how I knew you. I went past you like, I know her. Like, we connected.
I'm like, yeah. But I feel like it's so fucking uplifting. Mm-hmm. Like, you really uplifting humanity. You need a purple heart.
Hey, no, straight up.
Or even when people aren't on their phones, like, we're taking selfies together with our new friends. Right. We're not, like, talking to other people. We're present.
Right.
And that's the thing that people don't do anymore. Be present in what they're doing.
Yes.
They show up, but then everybody's sitting around.
Exactly.
Talking on social media, saying how, like, my night is better than yours, and they over there doing the same thing. No one is engaging with each other anymore.
Right.
It was like this last hike. I don't even know. We were talking about something, and it really, like, it bothered me, and I, like, teared up. And, you know, you're so used to people not seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I know, the girl to the right of me has my hand in her hand, and the girl to the left of me has my hand in her hand. And we're just, like, tearing up together. Like, some serious stuff happened, and it just made me think about it. And I'm really not a crybaby, for real. Like, I've never cried.
Get that baby some tissue.
Technically, if I cry, like, it's time to fight. But, like,
it's like earrings off.
It's because you are. I try to get people to be me personally. I'm a vulnerable person. I'm very open, transparent.
Me too.
So, like, I feel like you probably just dug deep within yourself and learned how to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And you just letting it out, and you letting your guard down, and that's what it is. It brings emotions, and a lot of people are scared to bring emotions.
But that's the safe place that's been created.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I felt that the very first week.
But I've been like that my whole life, so I kind of feel hurt because I'm an emotional person.
Yeah.
I'm
not.
So
this is new. I don't know what to do.
No, I'm like Shay, like, as a probably non-emotional person.
Yeah.
Like, I've been so emotional since joining the hike.
Yeah, my auntie was like, why are you crying so much? She's like, stop crying. I'm like, you need to come hiking.
But you know what? It's not even just you, because literally every week, like, we had a meeting the other night, and they're like, is the brunch really important? Because we go to eat afterwards all the time. I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, I'm like, we cry almost every week afterwards. And I don't know what it is, but it's just like, we have touching moments, and it's like, I've never been necessarily a crier, but, like, I think we've all just been bottling all this stuff up, and we finally feel comfortable around people that we're able to just let it out and just be ourselves.
Can we talk about that, though? Like, black people in a trauma, and
like
they...
I can, I can attest to that.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead with your question.
No, no. Though. I mean, that was just that's a segue. Like, you know, like black people and they trauma and they don't get to like express it. So it's like we always just kind of like tense up and we got these stigmas. So it's like when you get around people who experience the same traumas and y'all get to talking about it, you like, you been through that shit too?
Yeah.
And then the sun on your face. So, I mean, it's really, it's kind of trans, you like transcending. Almost. That's how I feel. Yeah.
Like energy.
Yeah, it's like
being transpired within each other.
All of that is heavy, yo. Yeah. And so, like, it's a healing circle for sure.
No, for sure it's healing. I think that's the first thing, like, when me and Debbie met after the first hike, mm-hmm. I was like, I need to tell you what this means to me outside the group. My name's Kim, by the way. But it was, so I'm gonna tell you how like it came about. I don't even know if we talked about that. At least we did talk about that, Debbie. But like, I mean, just going through like mad hard depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
And my friend Tay, who hikes with us, Tay was like, Tay and Brandon, we've been friends. I've been friends with Brandon since 10 and Tay since college, mm-hmm. you know, 15, 20 years.
Right.
And we had like this big old discussion and Tay looked at me, she like, what do you need? Once on Super Bowl Sunday, she like, what do you need? And I was like, I need the sun. Mm. I said, I need the ocean, but the ocean ain't nowhere near. So that's what I really said to her. And she was like, and like the next day she found black people who hike for me.
That's a friend.
Yeah.
That's a friend.
That's absolutely a friend. She said, I found it. We're going.
I'm not sure why I want to cry right now.
Right? But even like reflecting on it, Doug, that's why I'm like, I've been trying to like hold back tears to like just listening to you all.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I was, that Sunday, I was just broken. And that Monday, she found something that I legit feel like has healed me or is healing me every single week. And I mean, the first day it was so funny because we were waiting and we didn't quite know what was happening. So, you know, I just got out the car and like was twirling my hiking stick and she was like, she must still be drunk or something. I don't know. But I was so excited. I was like so ready. I was so ready for the hike and I hadn't expressed that energy. And I'm a coach and a teacher. My job says motivate. My job says encourage. But those things are not what I felt inside during that time.
Yeah.
So it was like this dichotomy happening within me. And so the first day I was just on cloud billion. And but it completely changed the trajectory. And I was just sharing with Debbie that like in the past, like this is like the prime time for like coaching jobs to be open. Mm-hmm. I think I just told you there's like 5 offers in the past like week and a half to like come coach in other states. I can't. Right now it's too important.
Your community. You got
the community is too important. I thought about this after I said, what's keeping you here, Kim? Why aren't you like pursuing those opportunities? It's this. When I pinpointed it, I hadn't shared that with anybody, but it's this. I don't want to leave this. It's too important to my healing. It's too important to my being. It's too important to my wholeness and freedom. And
touch her. Lay hands, but
I can't express it any clearer than that. Mm-hmm. You know, my friends don't understand. Like they're like hitting me up. They're like, you know, hey, notice, do this, and I'm like, and I'm trying to be polite. I'm like, oh, sure. But in my head, I'm like, I'm not going anywhere right now. Like this, in this moment of life, is so synergistic, and it's because of this community I found in Black People Who Hike.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave
it. We love you, Kim.
I love that. So,
can we but cheers? That like goes back to
can
like
your.
That goes back to like the question you posed. I go to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Weekly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Counseling has not done for me in, I don't know how long I've been in counseling, whatever, mm-hmm. a year and a half, mm-hmm. in the 3 or 4 weeks that being back outside in this community mm-hmm. with yeah. people that I don't know has done for me.
But now you know.
But my counselor's like, you make sure you hike every Sunday. I don't care what you got to do. Like, make sure you go. You clear your schedule. Like, that's the conversation we had just Monday.
Right.
She was like, no matter what you do, go you ahead. Do that.
Mm, happy place.
I think the Black community was raised, they've raised us to be so tough. Mm. And yeah. it's partially because, like, one, a lot of Black homes are broken. Mm-hmm. We're either raised by just mothers or fathers or... Mm. Right. And we're not raised on love. We're raised off survival. Mm-hmm. So we don't know Absolutely. How to, like, communicate mm-hmm. and, like, love on each other. We don't get the I love yous and the no. I yep. hugs mm-hmm. and such. Mm-hmm. So to be out in the sun, which Black people, melanated people, we need sun. We need
Absolutely.
Right. That's it's in our DNA. Mm-hmm. But to be around other people who are carrying that burden of I'm hurt too. I right. don't know yep. how to love. I haven't been loved. I don't mm-hmm. get the I love yous and the mm-hmm. hugs and stuff. And mm-hmm. to be out... and have other people crying with you yeah. or needing therapy mm-hmm. or needing sun or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. to see like-minded people like mm-hmm. yourself, it allows you to be vulnerable with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, now I feel safe. It's not yeah. just me. Because mm-hmm. if yeah. it would be 20 you feel degree, alone whether it be just me and Debbie, I mean, I might do it once.
She would have been complaining.
Yep.
You
know, but I think it's also important to add or at least bring to the conversation or invite y'all to the conversation of how this connects us to our ancestors too.
Because
I also remember in my experience having a kind of a fear at one point, like, I don't know where the hell I'm at. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to survive out here. I'm not familiar with this territory, but also thinking like, but this is where my people spent time at. This is mm-hmm. where my people were outside, whether that was the cotton field or the jungle or whatever else. Like, outside was a known space for Black people at one point.
Yeah.
And I remember a while back, like in college, so we're talking about 5+ years ago, starting to read a book about someone who did a lot of research regarding Black people being disconnected from the outside space because of the trauma that we endured during slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's,
wow.
That's deep. You know what I mean? That the, like, our connection to outside, could be rooted in trauma because of how we experienced it, how we were forced to experience it, you know. But also that was a place of survival for us at one point. That was a place of community for us at one point.
Right.
That was home, out back, outside, in the field.
That's true.
You know. And I was just, this is just kind of crossing my mind, but even just watching like the Harriet Tubman movie, she hiked up and down wherever we were.
That's true. You know, like,
talk about
she
it.
She walked through the woods.
Talk
you know
about
I mean?
It.
Like,
that's real.
And she allowed her spirit to move her and guide her through that.
Mm-hmm. If we, I mean, if we want to take it there. I mean, when we talk about the connecting to the land and the healing properties of just soil, mm-hmm. Why they got our ancestors over here is because our ancestors had the skills to grow food.
Yep.
And we're talking about pure energy. We talking about like God, universal energy in that soil. Mm-hmm. And that's why you take your socks, you took your socks off when you was a kid and you used to run around.
Wait, but I just said that. But on the last hike, I was like, I like to be barefoot in the mud. Like, it feels right.
Yeah, I don't like socks.
You crazy.
Right.
It's natural.
You're grounded.
Grounding effects.
You're grounding yourself. And then you just talk about like, That blood and them bodies
and the passion and the
you connected all that you mm-hmm. channeling it all of that.
It is true. I think on the first hike I was with you all, I think I made a joke to you in the group. I was like, it was a joke, but it wasn't a joke. I was like, because we were joking, and I was like, I wonder like on the Underground Railroad if they like made jokes like we are making jokes right now. Like, I wonder if they were like comedians like us.
Yeah.
You know?
And I was like, of course they were.
Yeah. Like, they had to have like a good time about it because like we marched to a freedom. Right?
I'm happy you brought up food because like you said, we're getting in tune with the earth.
And the earth, right.
She's feeding us things from the earth. From the earth. It's being put actually into our bodies, nourishing and fueling us as we're out. Like, it don't get no better. It is not.
Can you talk about your vegan? How long you been vegan? Can you talk about your vegan journey for a little bit, please?
So, my plant-based journey will have been 2 years. Okay. Next month.
Go ahead. Your plant-based journey.
My plant-based journey will have been 2 years next month. And, you know, it's something I strongly believe in, but it's also not something that I push on people.
Right.
So when we started the hiking, it's like I offer it as an added, you know, as an added option. And people have really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
So we use currently YoJoy Vegan, and they're not just plant-based, but they're alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is literally meant to heal the body, and they make everything from scratch. We've also started using 1207.
Shout out to them.
Yes.
Yes. That shit was good, man.
But the food is good. The thing is, people eat it that aren't, they're not vegan, most of them aren't even flexitarians, you know, but if you even know what that means.
I know it because I'm one.
But it's like, they're hiking, they're out in nature, and they enjoy it. Like, they genuinely enjoy the meal. Like, okay, if people can eat plant-based one day a week, I'm cool with that. If that is better than what they were doing before.
So why do you want people to eat? Why is not like Red Hot Ripley's and pork skins?
Oh, that's mad. Giggle.
Why do people gotta eat?
Okay.
I wanna get.
Yeah.
Break it down.
So I believe that the body can naturally heal itself. Like, I believe that we have to put, like, what you put in is what you get out. And it's important that we provide, you know, nutritious stuff to eat, like from earth, like plants, vegetables, fruits. It generally heals us. So when I initially went vegan, like, it started from like an abnormal pap smear that I had.
Okay.
And I had done some research, and I'm like, I'm not really ready to go through with what they're recommending that I go through with, so like, I'm just gonna go plant-based. And like, my gynecologist had drop me as a patient after like 15 years.
Because I
wouldn't go through with the procedure.
All of that, yeah. Because they want to make money.
Yeah, they want to make money. And they presented you with like one option.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing this option. But I didn't even say I wasn't doing it. I said, I need more time. I want to get a second opinion. And they dropped me. And I'm like, I didn't know if this shit was going to work. I didn't know. I'm like, okay. But since I've went plant-based, like, I feel amazing. Like, I'm healthy. I have more energy. I can think clearer. And it's been like the best experience, you know, besides hiking. Like, I always say, like, it started with the plant-based. I started to think more clear. I was healthy. I was feeling better. And then when I incorporated hiking, it was like, it just took me to like a whole nother level.
Like,
now I'm just like the best possible person I can be. Like, my energy is crazy. Like, I, you know, like last, like, I used to get seasonal depression, like nothing.
Last year,
nothing. This past winter, people are talking about retrograde. I'm like, what? I didn't feel anything.
Like, you just like straight on like this cloud. Yeah, like,
about that.
You at your optimum self. Like, you know, like you got this vitality. Like, I could see it from your skin. Like, it's, you know how like at work, white girls be like, oh, you got good makeup. And I'd be like, I go along like, thank you, but I don't wear makeup.
Right,
yeah. It's like, because it's, I believe beauty is an inside out thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you're really edifying yourself by like eating well, communing with nature.
Yeah.
And so you really can't slip up, for real. If you do, the body gonna heal itself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So shout out to you for
sharing.
And
I'm learning a whole lot too, just about like the vegan lifestyle, because it's something that I probably slowly been working towards in my mind.
Right.
You know, but I like cut out a lot of things. What like, in the last year and a half, I've lost 70 pounds.
Woo!
What? So, like, right, you wouldn't think.
Damn.
So, let me see a photo.
I need evidence.
When I see those photos, I'm like, delete.
No, wait. You said 70?
Yeah.
Damn, that's like a whole other person.
It's a whole other person.
Dang.
You're so silly.
Where's Waldo?
So let me speak a little bit more on the.
But I want to like be that. So, like I want to like get there.
The vitality.
Yeah, but like Debbie in 1207, I feel like such a motivation to like go ahead and do it, Kim. Yeah. You've already like adjusted so well to like different things. Like get the knowledge from them and do it.
Yeah. So two things I want to add on to that. So one, hiking, this whole movement has made me realize the power of influence. Mm-hmm. So like last year I had heard something, I was on the radio, I forgot who it was, but it was like, it's like, oh, people want to talk about how they can give back, this and that, and they never, and you don't know, like sometimes just being yourself can be a form of giving back. And when I heard that, shit resonated with me. And at that moment, and I have to, it's probably in my notes when I put that in there, but I feel like it was right around when I started hiking, and that's kind of when I was like, you know what, let me just be myself, let me, and like I've had such a positive impact since then, like, and hiking has showed me, okay, the power of influence, like, me just doing it every week and then more people seeing it. And, you know, like she said, she wants to be healthy because she's around us and it encourages. Like, it's just dope. Like,
you just
never know who you can impact.
Absolutely.
And then speaking on the plant-based, so there's alkaline and there's acidic. So everybody knows, like, alkaline water.
Right.
Yeah. So basically the body, go ahead.
The pH.
Yeah, it has to do with the pH levels.
Right.
Okay, so even though, like, for instance, lemon is an acidic fruit, it's actually alkaline. It's alkalining effect on your body.
Okay.
So, like, you can actually make your water alkaline by adding lemon to it or lime to it. So when you talk about, like, plant-based, majority of fruits and vegetables are more on the alkaline side.
Okay.
Okay, so your body, like diseases and stuff, they cannot thrive in an alkaline environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, like, if you have cancer, or for instance, your pH would be low, you would most likely be in an acidic, your body would be in an acidic environment.
Okay.
So, I'm not, my thing is, like, I don't feel like people need to necessarily go vegan or go plant based, but you need to be eating more fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be raising your. The alkalinity in your body so that these diseases and this stuff does not thrive.
I have a question.
Go ahead, that's important.
So what is the difference between vegan and plant-based, or is there a difference?
So even though I recognize as vegan, like technically there's like levels to it. So like there's probably people that don't agree.
Plant-based is raw, right?
Plant-based is just eating a plant. Vegan is like the product. So I try not to use any products that have animals in it, like, and that would be vegan. If you're vegan, like, you don't use any animal products. Some vegans even don't, like, wear purses that have leather and stuff. Like, I'm not there. Like, I'm focused on my body as far as what I put into my body and what I put on my body. People that recognize with plant-based, they will just say, like, well, I try to eat plant-based. And I, you know, it's more about what they're eating.
Okay.
And some people that are plant-based, they might still eat, you know, dairy and stuff like that, but they just try to eat primarily plant-based.
Okay. So because that's a big thing. Like, I know I had, like, questions. I was like, oh, you know, like, there's clearly these different definitions and terms that I wasn't even familiar with, actually.
Yeah. So, I want to ask you.
Okay.
Your lineage and your roots, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of, like, the staple dishes? Because when I talk to brothers and sisters on the continent, they're not vegan, they're not plant-based, but they don't have these American diseases.
So I also believe, though, that it's not just like the meat that we're eating is not the meat that our ancestors were eating. This stuff is chemically, it's filled with chemicals. They're farm raised, it's not the same. Like, if I was to go to Gambia right now, you know, they eat a lot of rice. Like, rice is almost with every dish. But they eat a lot of, like, meat. They'll eat lamb. They'll eat beef. But the meat that they slaughter, they cook that same day. So, like, if you go to Gambia, you cannot buy lamb that was slaughtered yesterday. They're not even allowed to sell it. Like, nobody will even buy it. So they buy the meat that is made the same day. We're in America, we're like cooking
corpse.
Like, this is like 3, 4, 5 weeks old. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just. Yeah. And then that's just one thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to get into it.
No,
it's a lot. It's a lot.
No, but it's
also in Gambia,
though.
Like, every tree that grows, like, grows something. So you don't just see a tree and you're like, oh, it's a tree. It's like a papaya tree. It's a coconut tree. It's a mango tree. Yeah. Like, so there's so many fruits and vegetables. So even though they are eating, you know, meat, they're eating a lot of, like, salads and fruits and, like, fresh fruits and...
That's how I am. My boyfriend is like that. He's an alkaline like person, so he is all into that. And at first, I wasn't like into none of that. Like, I didn't know anything about it. But over the time, I kind of like incorporated a lot. Like, I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables now. More than anything, I really don't drink anything but water, and I only drink mostly alkaline water. But I train myself to only take in certain things. So I kind of feel you there. Like, we tried the vegan thing, but it didn't work for me because I kind of got sick from it. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to work my way back into, you know, just cutting out certain meat. Yeah. So I get what you're saying like that. That's how I kind of encourage people to do that at work. Mm-hmm. Like, they know me as the fruit lady because every day, I bring a bunch of fruit, and everybody asks for it. And they're like, it's just, like, new to them. Like, it's, like different language. And I'm like, this is normal. Like, this
That's
is
dope.
Normal food. Yeah. So, like, I really be at work. And they're like, man, you guys should meal prep for us. And, you know, some people like that. So, I think that's another thing you could incorporate.
And, like, and like, fruit helps to cleanse the body also. Yeah. That's what I said. I don't think everyone has to be plant-based or vegan. It's just incorporating more of those
fruits and vegetables.
And I always tell people, like, don't focus on, they're like, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. It's like, don't focus on cutting stuff out. Just focus on eating
more,
like,
or something.
Bringing something into your diet. Like, let's bring in more bring in more fruits. Don't focus on trying to cut out the meat. Like, it'll happen over time.
Like, if you want a snack, you don't necessarily have to always eat chips.
Yeah. I think it's just about being aware and conscious of what you're putting in it. Like, and I think with your movement, to get back to the movement, is that you're making people take their health back. Like, you're making people connect with their body. And if I connect with my body and the spirit that's inside of my body, I can empathize more with other people. And so it's like, that's kind of like how I feel. You know what I'm saying? It's people gotta take their health back. And if I can set time, because I was like, should I go hiking? I feel selfish. Like, I straight had that conversation because I got two sons.
So how old are they, though? Could you bring them?
Malik would be doing backflips all.
But look, it might be good. Like, Clarissa, she started bringing her daughter, Anaya. She's 11. She's came the past 2 or 3 weeks. And Sharice, she hiked with us last week. She's bringing her son. I'm not sure how old he is. She's
bringing
her son this week.
Little man out there.
Well, yeah, he was 8. SJ.
Malik just learned how to start and learn how to flip. And he just be hitting these backflips like all the time. But like, I'm just saying, like, he be fucking it up like boom, 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 boom. Like, no, hey.
Maybe nature is what he needs, though.
So you afraid he's gonna flip off a cliff or something?
Sometimes we will legit be walking and talking. He'll be like, just hit a flip. Like, it just happens so fast. And I'm just not ready for that. He's 6.
Oh, he's little.
So it won't be enjoyable. It'll be more like, get your ass. You know, we're talking like
them
that.
Crazy parents with a leash.
I'm not going to do that.
I've seen a parent. A
child tether, not a leash.
A tether, yeah.
It's a child tether.
Man, he'll take that shit off. I got a wild child. He me. We spirit.
Yeah.
But to get to your point, I think, like, with the whole diet thing and the lifestyle, I connect that with hydration. Like, fruit, vegetables, it all has like a level of water in it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. You can look, you ever spent talking to somebody and they talk dry? Like, that. Why y'all so dry? Skin dry, hair dry.
Drink some water. You
pick that shit up. What?
What Nicki Minaj say? You gotta get that shit wet first.
You know it ain't getting wet. Shit on the side of your mouth? Like,
Looking like
crackhead.
It's a girl that.
That's what I'm
seeing. Working one of my shops.
They not drinking water. They so all processed
all water. She got it like, going on. All she is Takis and fried chicken and McDonald's. She just so dry.
Dry.
I can't burn. Yeah.
In the conversation, I know the conversation dry. It's dull. Yeah. It gotta be dull.
But that's like the beauty of the hikes, though, because like Debbie said, like they're so. These conversations, even if you're not in, maybe you're listening to. There's these nuggets of knowledge happening that you're like, oh, I didn't even consider that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about that. Oh, should I be doing that?
Yeah.
You know, like there are all these nuggets of knowledge that's happening.
It's a life force.
Yeah.
You in nature. You in the earth. It's naturally a life force.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. She connecting adapting. People back to like the universe, their bodies.
Yeah.
And so, like, I commend y'all for even going out there, you know what I'm saying, and not being dry.
Not being dry.
No, like, we have to stop that. Like, it's a pet peeve of mine.
To be what, dry?
She don't like chapped lips, okay?
Everybody's be wet.
We have water. Everybody has water. They drink water on the trails.
No, but you can tell in people's skin if they're moisture. Like in your skin,
yeah.
The sun, all of that. It's an inside.
My water. Right? Can I get a drink of water here?
You have me looking at,
I'm gonna take yours.
You dry. You ashy. I can't be your friend.
Oh my God. So y'all, Debbie, could you give us a trajectory of where you want to take this movement, and we gonna kind of like wrap it up with closing remarks. Where you want to take this movement? What do you see?
So I see Black people all over the world getting happy and healthy.
Getting happy and healthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the future of Black people who hike, like I see us doing tours, going to different cities.
That's dope.
You know, I've already had people reach out from different cities like, hey, do you have a chapter out here? So, like, setting up chapters in different cities.
Yeah.
Sponsorship, traveling, eating plant-based foods.
Yeah, trying different plant-based. Ooh, that'll be
you
fun.
Know? But I definitely feel like it's a movement. And I'm just blessed. Like, I just feel so blessed to be in this position. Like, when I first started, like I said, I didn't know. Like, I knew it felt good, but I didn't really know the impact that I was going to have. And, like, now I tell people, like, it's bigger than me.
Yeah.
Like, it's way bigger than me. And I love it. Like, it feels good every week. Like, even if... If people said, and when I first started doing it, I used to actually, you know, there was people that would come every week, and then some weeks they couldn't come, and I would almost take it personal, you know, like, I would kind of get upset, and I would be like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
There you go.
What I
can tell.
What I tell you, a Leo.
Of course.
But, like, they're like, oh, I can't come this week, I got this and that, and I would almost, like, take it personal, you know, sometimes I almost want to like tear up or whatever, but I'm like, you know what, it's gonna work itself out, and then new people would show up, and I'd still have the same amount of people. But I didn't know, like, every week I'm like, well, I'm going hiking regardless, like, I don't know if people are gonna show up, if they're not gonna show up, and every week somebody showed up, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, now I feel like it doesn't even matter if I didn't want to hike, like, I'm hiking, like, I enjoy hiking. And I need to continue to do it for everyone else. And it's getting to the point now where, like, building out structure to where, like, even when I'm out of town, like, I got people that are going to fill in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we're in PR, Kim's going to take over. She's going to lead a hike here. Like,
I'm ready.
So, I mean, it's just...
Oh,
and people want to support. Like, like you heard everyone. Like, they love this shit. So, it's like, everybody wants to support. Like, how can they give back? How can they contribute? So, you know, the vision is... we're gonna turn this into a nonprofit, and we're just gonna give back to the community, and it's gonna thrive.
You had made a post. I was like, man, that shit like hit me on a cellular level. Like, you had said something like, people want, they be asking you, do you make money from this?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, don't put that on me. Why do black people always gotta like monetize something that's special, that means something to us? And I felt that. Talk about that.
So, and it's been several conversations. Like, you know, I've had several conversations with people and they're like, well, you should start charging, you can make a lot of money, you know, 30 people, $10, $20 a hike, like that could be several hundred dollars a week, but it's like, hiking is free. I mean, there's some national parks that you might have to pay, you know, you get on a lottery list, but for the most part, like, hiking is free. Why should we have to pay? White people, any other, you know, people that are hip to hiking. And somebody actually, like, I had posted that and people had got offended and I had to break it down. It's like, I'm not saying black people have to pay for shit, white people don't. I'm just saying, like, white people are hip to hiking, they're hip to the benefits of nature. We're not. Like, I'm trying to expose people to that. So if I pay, it's like counteractive. Like I'm making you pay for something that I'm trying to expose you to. It doesn't make any sense. Like I don't want there to be another barrier in the way of you coming out. So for that particular reason, like, I have to keep it free.
And that's when I knew, I was like,
That is bigger than you.
Like, it just makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's why people want to sponsor and they want to help. Because it's like, yo, so she's doing something that's bigger than herself, helping us.
It's a movement. And it's like, and it's not like, you know, each week, I love planning this stuff. Each week, and it's like another event back to back, you know. But there has been, like, costs and stuff. But it's like, I don't worry about it. Right. Like, I know the future. Like, I know we're going to be sponsored. I know it's going to be a nonprofit. I know the money's going to come in and it's going to work itself out. So I'm not worried about making the money. Like I said, we're going to be sponsored. We're going to be touring around. We're going to be all over the world, all over the U.S. We're going to Puerto Rico in April. We're gonna make our move out there. Yeah.
But it's like you said in your post, you said, like, I'm not saying it verbatim, but I get paid in energy and I get paid in positive vibes. Yeah. Like, you get mental peace. You know, like,
It's worth
those it. Are things that cannot be monetized.
And also, can't buy it's that. Worth
like right, the right, things right. that you truly need are what you're getting that can't be monetized. Yeah. And everybody's not gonna understand that.
I've never been in a better place in my life. You know, I'm 32 years old, I've never been in a better place. Maybe a few months later, and then her mom and daughter went hiking together.
That's beautiful.
For the first time,
like,
ever.
You saving really. We talking about, you know how people say generational wealth. This is generational health.
Yeah. Ooh, you just coined that.
That's you. That's for you.
Generational health.
Yeah. And so I want to talk about my experience. Like, I pulled up. You know, I went hiking before, but like, I ain't go hiking with like 30 other black people. So this is, I'm like, dang, this is litty. And then we have the vegan, like, burrito joint. So I was like, and the ginger shots. Mm-hmm. It was just like treat after treat. Like, it was like, man, like a communion. You know what I'm saying? And so I go out there, I'm hiking, I'm talking. I had the most in-depth, enlightened conversation with like this Puerto Rican sister and a sister from Yemen. And we were just talking about, like, sisterhood and community. And, like, I never met them before. And we talking, like I feel closer to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And after that hike, right, I had more energy. I was waking up early. I took my sons to the gym for open gym. I meal prepped.
What?
Like, I was, like, on this. I was, like a superhuman shit. I'm like, we hope I'm in the J. This is stuff I don't do. And I'm case managing all these foster kids in the midst of it. Like, I'm doing my social work stuff too. Like, I really felt like this was, you talking about like boosting your week, like giving you this whole, like somebody just put a, you know, a plug in my back. Yeah. Like, just from... I'm getting it in, yo. My mojo back. All from hiking, yo. So, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming.
And that's like, I'm coming back. I'm telling more people about it. I mean, I was doing it already. But, like, I guess to have this community of people... Yeah. It's just like, it's different.
Yeah.
It's
like intentional too.
Ooh. It's so intentional.
Sheesh, y'all. It's intentional.
I know. Oh, stop it.
I've been trying to hold it back. Oh.
I skyline holding it in so much. I'm like, trying so hard to hold it in.
Oh my gosh, y'all are beautiful.
It's just so intentional because we're going out with the most purest intentions. Yeah. And we start the day off. Like, people were like, so we had a meeting the other day and we're like, we got an event coming up. And we're like, okay, well, we got to save on time. Maybe we cut out the intros. And I'm like, no, the intros are important. It like lets people get a feel for other people, and it lets people go into the hike feel like they know these people.
Connected,
like,
yeah.
To connect. So it's
Just hiking with strangers.
Yeah. Right, right.
Everything that happens is, it's intentional.
2020 was about intention.
Yeah, 2020 is about the year of the vision. Yeah.
It's just something, it's almost like you can't put it into words. Like, we try.
You got to just experience it.
You have to experience it.
You got to experience it.
On some crazy high. Like, no, we're not high right now. We're not high right now. Like, this shit is, like, natural high. Like, this was a natural high. She texted me yesterday. Yeah, talked to me yesterday. I'm just not coming off the high. The high was Sunday. I've been high for 4 days on this natural high.
But the fact that you coined it that.
And I don't even.
It was so perfect.
It came to me.
I'm like Millie rocking in the office. I'm Millie rocking in the office. I'm like, hey, what you all? I'm like, man, I did a hike. I'm doing all type of shit I don't do.
Now we see when the white people coming, hey, bucko. Yeah. Hiking on Sunday.
Now the white girl, she knew how to hit it. I said, ooh. We was hitting it together. It was just a synergy. Like, it was.
I think we healing and we like, yo, our body.
It's contagious.
Yes.
It's contagious.
Yes.
Yes. It's definitely contagious.
What you want? That wine.
Mm-hmm. Cause you know how you know how you like transfer energy, whether it's positive or negative.
So that is one thing. We have one rule.
What?
No bad vibes.
No bad vibes.
And there's literally every single week. There might have been 1 week. There was one person that I can think of out of like 20 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's never been any bad vibes. So that's the thing. It's all positive energy. Every single week.
And you know what's so special? Our leader here is so intentional.
Here I go.
Let's go.
And I'm going to harp on you a little bit because it needs to be harped on. Like, I hadn't been a part of the hike very long, a month.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. She's so intentional. Like, I was off one Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I like kind of lagged to the back, and I was really into myself, and it was a hard week.
Yeah, it was a
hard
week.
She was so intentional. She didn't have to call me and say, "Hey, you know what's going on? You know, I wanted to check on you."
Yeah.
Who does that? Cool. You know what I'm saying?
To have somebody say,
"I'm a stranger," practically to her, but the intentionality of it drew me right back in. Like, it was the intentionality. We need that.
Be crying,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and but that's Debbie, but that's not only Debbie, that's what you find in other people.
Yeah,
that's what we've built. Like, that's everybody. Yeah. I feel like,
yeah,
it's almost everybody now,
right?
Because it's like they've accepted it. If I'm gonna step into the circle, like, I have to have this positive energy, I have to keep this going. So,
absolutely.
I feel like we've made everyone a better person,
and that's true. Like, that's one guy who came on the first hike that I came on, he texted me after every hike and was like, that he missed. He's like, what happened on the hike?
And I thought that
I hate that I missed it because he travels for work. Like, she thought we were like best friends. I had never met this guy.
They just met.
Damn.
And he's like, I'm gonna be here next Sunday. He's like, he's out the country and he's making plans to come to the hike.
Damn.
This Sunday.
I mean, no lie, I go to Black People Who Hike page frequently and then I'll see some of my friends follow the page and I'll be like, Debbie, you know these people? And I'm like, no, how they find you?
I got invited to Black People Who Hike through a stranger. Did not know her. Don't know how she was following me. We know nobody in contact.
Oh, word.
Come hiking, and I brought my ass hiking.
And guess what? She's one of my best friends.
And I didn't meet her until like two hikes later. I came to a hike solo.
I remember that.
I came strapped, y'all. I'm from Detroit.
You had a burner?
Yes.
I didn't know. It was like I was like, I need to heal, but it
you know.
It's not. I don't know what I'm doing.
But that's the beauty of it.
Like, that's the beauty of it. Like, you.
I mean, what's the odds that a stranger is going to say, hey, I don't know you, but you look like you might want to go hiking? Like, would you not be suspicious?
And then yeah, I feel you. That's real. Right. That's 100. That's 100.
But why did I go?
I feel like everybody, you know, is here for a reason. Yeah. And when, like, going back to what you said, like, the body knows what the body needs. Mm-hmm. Even like on a spiritual level, so it's like if somebody like looking at you, they're like, yo, you need to come where I'm at so you can feel better.
That's how I knew I knew you tonight.
To yourself.
Yeah, like I felt that. I'm telling y'all, we walked past
that.
Yes, we walked past each other. I said, I turned around, y'all. I was like, do I know you? What you say? Nah, but you look for me. I said, yeah, we gonna leave it at that.
And we right here.
And so we like, look, like energy. That's wild, y'all. Like energy.
It does.
Yeah.
And then she's sitting at the bottom step. I'm like, who you here meet? She was like, oh, I'm here meeting the girls or somebody. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to see you because I think they on level 5. But my people's on level 5. She said, push 501 pounds. So I'm assuming it's 501.
Hey, energy don't lie. Mm-hmm. Energy do not lie. This is a lit situation. Or,
yeah, she said, I'm with such and such. I said, I don't know them people, but have fun tonight, girl.
You said,
have fun tonight.
I said your name.
Yeah, I said, I don't know her, but have fun tonight. You be safe.
I
don't
know anybody besides Debbie. And, oh, I didn't know who was coming.
I said, Shay, I said, well, first I invited her to the podcast.
At her own
and
house.
And then.
At her home.
And then I called her back and I said, or I texted her back and I said, actually, can we have it at your house?
Debbie!
She was so dumb and she agreed.
Y'all see when I saw my sage, my crystal, like, I don't like that energy, but I just figure it's the hiking people, it's going to be good energy. Because yeah. I do not, like, this is, like, my...
Sacred.
Safe
sacred.
Your house is just. I don't invite anybody over to my. I mean, no, I don't. Just invite anybody over to my house.
Yeah. I don't argue in here. I don't get like. I'm. This is like my happy,
haven.
Happy
your house
safe
is
haven.
Your womb. Mm. Like in a woman, they say her house is like her womb. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you don't let anybody in your house.
No,
that's
I don't.
Why
I like my bedroom is so sacred to me.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you ain't here,
that's
so you
the
can do
love
what you
place.
Want. But no, I just
no, I was telling you, I was
so
like,
good.
I was like, it's the atmosphere you set. Look at what you've done.
Like the vibrations is
no,
real.
My house got good energy.
And I
absolutely.
Used to her when you said we were from T-Rex to her, I said, this shit's perfect. I'm just thinking of her layout. I'm like, it's supposed to be.
You did.
To be a vibe.
And that's why I said yeah, we like the, it's more intimate. When we pull up in people's
yeah,
homes,
we're gonna actually shoot. I think y'all can do it. Just tell me
yeah.
when you need to come here.
Yeah. So thank you guys for joining us for the live podcast experience. Could you give us your handles where people can meet you on the trail?
Yes. So you can follow Black People Who Hike on Instagram at Black People Who Hike. We're also on Facebook at Black People Who Hike.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website. www.blackpeoplewhohike.
Yeah.
When you talk about branding, it should all be the same name.
Consistent.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Follow us, support us, share, like.
Thank you for
come
thank
out.
You. And every Sunday,
every Sunday
at what time?
8:30, approximately
8:30 a.m. 8:30
a.m. Approximately. We switch it up different locations, so you definitely want to join our mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
Hit up the website.
And what do people need to bring when they if they want to come hiking?
That's a good question.
So it can be a lot depending on the weather, and
mm-hmm.
we will send out a specific email with the details. But
okay.
You don't necessarily have to have hiking shoes or boots, but good tennis shoes with traction. We always recommend layering up.
Okay.
Double socks.
Double socks.
High socks. You don't want any low socks. You don't want weeds. Nothing getting.
Got you.
We go over all that, but we send an email out with everything, so like you will feel very prepared before you go.
Okay, yeah, I had my clothes out the night before. I was
ready.
I was ready for school.
Yeah.
With y'all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? Some hikes, like we put people through mud.
Yeah.
Like you had an easy hike. Like some hikes, it's like they trucking through mud. Their shoes is muddy. Their clothes is covered in mud. So we all recommend bringing an extra set of clothes, extra set of shoes.
My body was sore for a minute. Like it was a good sore though.
Yeah. Your body was sore, but your mind
was sharp. Yeah.
You'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, thank y'all for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed this experience. Follow her. Follow my girl with the tea, Inside Out Tea. And we're going to close out. One love.
I really hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I did recording it. So many dope people in one room. It was really a party. Make sure you follow these dope people. Get some sunlight. And then I have a bonus. I have new music by me, which is a mantra single, which I think is very important. I believe in the power of mantras. It's called Vibrate Higher. Also, I have a bonus episode about Inside Out Tea. Peace and love.
You know what I mean? You're going to lay in the bed you make. You're not going to get away with nothing in terms of the energy. You know what I mean? You might beat the camera or the police. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always going to return to you. So when you just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity, and that's the only energy you're putting out, it's going to return to you in a different form than you put it out in. So I would just say, you know, master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out.
Things are.